Hey everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Digital Drift. Your pal Jake Carter here, your trusty guide through this crazy world of technology and its impact on our lives. Today, we're diving into something super important: fostering meaningful relationships in a world that's increasingly glued to screens. Ever feel like you're juggling virtual connections while real-life interactions take a backseat? You know that feeling when you scroll through social media, seeing everyone's highlight reels, but then you realize your own life feels a bit flat? Well, trust me, you're not alone. But the good news is, even in this digital age, we can still cultivate those deep, meaningful connections that truly enrich our lives. So, here are 5 key takeaways to help us navigate this tricky terrain. First things first, let's acknowledge the elephant in the room. Technology itself isn't bad. It's a tool, just like a hammer. It can build or destroy, depending on how we wield it. Think about it. Video calls can bridge distances and keep families connected. Online communities can foster shared passions, and social media can be a platform for raising awareness and making a difference. But here's the catch. Technology can easily become a distraction, sucking us into a vortex of endless scrolling and superficial interactions. We need to consciously choose how we use it, prioritize quality over quantity, and remember that real-life connections often require more effort but yield far richer rewards. Number 2. Be present, my friends. Put down the phone, step away from the screen, and truly engage with the people in front of you. Active listening is a superpower. When we genuinely listen to someone, it shows them respect, builds trust, and strengthens the bond between us. Remember those days before smartphones, when you could have a real conversation without constantly checking your notifications? Yeah, let's bring that back. Think about the last time you had a truly meaningful conversation. No distractions, just 2 people connecting on a deeper level. That's what we're aiming for here. Speaking of connections, number 3. Cultivate empathy and vulnerability. Sharing our thoughts, feelings, and experiences can be scary, but it's also incredibly rewarding. When we let others see the real us, the good, the bad, and the messy, we create space for authentic connection. Remember, vulnerability is not weakness, it's courage. And on that note, number 4. Don't underestimate the power of small gestures. A thoughtful text, a handwritten card, a simple act of kindness. These little things can go a long way in showing someone you care. They may seem insignificant, but they often speak volumes. Think about it. Who hasn't been brightened by a random act of kindness? Finally, number 5. Invest in relationships that matter. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of life, but remember, our connections are what truly give our lives meaning. Make time for the people who uplift you, inspire you, and make you feel seen and heard. Remember those golden moments, a shared laugh, a heartfelt conversation, or simply being there for each other through thick and thin. Those are the treasures that will last a lifetime. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this, you're at a social gathering, surrounded by people, yet feeling disconnected. Your phone buzzes incessantly, notifications popping up like a chorus of distractions. Suddenly, a friend leans over, catches your eye, and asks about your day with genuine interest. For the next hour, you lose yourselves in conversation, laughing, sharing stories, and reconnecting on a deeper level. Doesn't that feel good? That's the power of prioritizing real-life connections. Technology can be a bridge, but it shouldn't replace those face-to-face interactions that truly matter. Remember, folks, we're all in this together. Let's make an effort to cultivate meaningful relationships, even in a world constantly pulling us in different directions. Be present, be vulnerable, and invest in the connections that enrich our lives. So, what are you waiting for? Put down the phone, step away from the screen, and reach out to someone who matters. You won't regret it. Join me tomorrow for another episode of Digital Drift, where we navigate the ever-evolving landscape of technology and its impact on our lives. Until then, keep drifting, my friends, but always stay grounded in the real-world connections that truly matter.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.